It is a staggering 2,700 miles longer than the first Great Wall of the Emperor Qin. There is no wood, water, or stone in the desert, but the Han managed to build a wall that has resisted 2,000 years of erosion. You can still see the layers constructed with only local materials, layers of compressed sand, twigs, bark, tamarisk, and horse manure. The wall has withstood conditions that alternate between torrid heat for half the year and freezing winds for the rest. Building this wall in the middle of the barren desert was only half the task. It had to be manned. Soldiers were constantly told to be vigilant and not to move an inch from their posts. This was particularly true of those manning these towers, built miles in front of the actual wall. Despite millions of soldiers in the army, the wall was so long they didn't have enough men to post a sentry every few yards, so plenty of advance warning from these towers was crucial. Using smoke signals, the Chinese evolved a highly sophisticated and successful signaling system. A beacon lit here in the Gobi can pass its message some 700 miles in only 24 hours, alerting the entire frontier to the danger.
Chariots and horsemen are directed to keep on guard, and the men at the watchtowers to keep a sharp lookout for fire signals and keep the border clear,
says a Han military document. Each beacon was constructed within clear view of its nearest neighbor, so that fire signals at night or smoke in the day could be seen and the message passed on. And this was their most precious commodity in a barren desert. It is firewood, used to light the ancient signal fires. It's still here, where it was abandoned some 2,000 years ago. We know so much about these ancient lives because the dry Gobi Desert has preserved their letters, buried next to the watchtowers where they lived and often died.
Dear all, in this far-off labor camp, I must clear grounds in the middle of the sun.
This remote camp is like a tomb, and I miss you so much.
I received a punishment.
I can't express properly my gratitude toward you, dear elder brother.
Do you remember that night? We drank so much
for the food and medicine you sent me. Words can't translate what my heart feels for you. There is always some assignment.
Today, we made 150 who all looked like slaves. The moon is shining through a sea of clouds. When we are on guard, all we can see is this desolate landscape, devoid of any sign of life. The memory of our home becomes so painful, our exile seems as though it will never end.